Christian in name only. Matthew 25, 25th chapter of Matthew, first 13 verses, a very familiar passage of scripture. I'll read to you Matthew 25, 1 through 13. And all of our guests in the annex, and our people there in the overflow rooms, God bless you. We trust the word to find its place in your heart today. Beginning to read Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. When the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom's coming. Go you out to meet him." All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye, brother, to them that sell and buy for yourselves." When they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him, and to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh." A Christian in name only. Heavenly Father, this is an evangelistic message to the Christian. And I pray, Lord Jesus, that you make this everything you want it to be. Lord, I'll not let up. I will not soft pedal it. I'll not try to sugarcoat it. I'm going to preach it as you said it. Lord, there are people here that call themselves Christians are not going to heaven. They're going to be lost. It's that plain. It's that simple. And Lord Jesus, we're in a time that we can't play games in church. It's not a time just to be coddled. It's not a time just to be told you're okay. Lord, we have to measure ourselves by the Word of God. And I come to you and I come to your holy Word and I ask you to put an unction on me that I may speak this with divine love. Lord, I know you love us. But Lord Jesus, you're also a God of justice. You're a God of holiness, a God of righteousness. And we can't put that aside. Lord Jesus, I pray that you speak to us about the coming of Christ, about the soon return of our Lord, and whether or not we are ready and prepared. In Jesus' name, amen.